This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New Israeli airstrikes in Gaza were launched after incendiary balloons were launched from Palestinian territory and exploded over Israel. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries.
The Senate on Tuesday confirmed antitrust expert Lina Khan as commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. The 69-28 vote greenlit Khan, known for her work how to apply antitrust laws to the big tech industry. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back in 1983 and 1984, the water level at Lake Mead was so full, the dam had to use spillways to release excess water. Now, decades of drought have the dam on the border between Arizona and Nevada at dangerously low levels. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944.
One thing the lockdowns taught us about Americans, consumers and streamers are preferring shows that are released weekly as opposed to binge-watching shows that are released all at once. That's according to data provided by Parrot Analytics. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today could very well be the make or break point for President Biden's strength as he faces the leader of Russia in Geneva. Backpedaling from calling Putin a killer, Biden now calls him a worthy adversary. From a spy's perspective, former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman tells Fox News what the United States needs to focus on at the summit.
Well, I think, first of all, the summit is an opportunity for President Biden to emphasize the red lines in the United States. Vladimir Putin is on the offensive. He's interfered in our elections. He's used banned chemical weapons against his own people. Both in Russia and overseas. He's launched cyber attacks against us, allowed cyber hacking groups to homestead on his territory and target our critical infrastructure. He's holding American citizens without due process. There's just a litany of issues where our national security interests are in confrontation, and I expect those issues to be discussed. I know the Biden administration wants to get to predictability and stability, but to take a page out of President Reagan's book, you don't get there without demonstrating strength. You don't get any peace without demonstrating you can defend yourself.
Mr. Hoffman explains what Putin is seeking from the summit.
Well, I think Putin's has already gotten what he wants, which is to be perceived as playing on a level playing field with the United States of America. And that enhances his stature at home and abroad in advance of Russia's parliamentary elections. He wants to portray himself as the only one who can defend Russia, the besieged fortress. And that's a supreme benefit to him and his regime security.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, it is time for Dr. Jim Dennison, the one and only founder, visionary of Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. And it's always good to have him with us. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. It's great to hear your voice. Be back with you today.
Yeah, good to be in. I'm looking forward to being face-to-face with you next week in Dallas, huh?
Absolutely. Some people tell me I have a good face for radio, so we'll see how
it Maybe the both of us will come to a mutual agreement on that. Hey, it'll be good fun after all this time together to actually meet up face to face. Ladies and gentlemen, we're referring to the National Radio Broadcasters Convention that'll be taking place in Dallas, Texas next week, and so a lot of people of faith coming together in the name of Jesus to share some ideas, network, and you know, meet up face to face like Jim and I will be next week, and he will be live, from Dallas, Texas, and instead of being on Wednesday in a normal time slot, we'll be moving it to Thursday in order to accommodate everybody's schedule. So definitely looking forward to that. Jim, so much to talk about with what is, what's going on with the culture. In fact, I just wrote a piece that, again, it's been said that, politics is downstream the culture. And people's focus these days seems to be toward individuals, toward politicians and that. And we're pointing one finger out, but three fingers are coming back at us, that we need to realize that the politics that we have in today's America is the result of the very culture that we have created. We're responsible for this.
Oh, there's no question. That's absolutely true. It was said that in a democracy, we get the leaders that we deserve. I've been to Cuba 10 times over the years, Bill, and I can tell you the Cubans that I know there do not have the government they deserve. But they're in an autocratic, communistic, socialistic system. In our system, where we elect our leaders, and our leaders reflect the culture around them, absolutely, unfortunately, tragically, it's true that in this day and time, we absolutely are reflected in the culture with the politics that we're seeing every day in the headlines.
Is there a fair representation? Because people, I mean, we went through this 4 years with Donald Trump, where one side was saying he's illegitimate, but there was never any proof of it. In fact, they were so convinced they spent $70 million of the people's money to say that the Russians had interfered with the election. And that's the only reason why Donald Trump was elected. But you have to ignore the positive things that came out of the policies. And so many things that they rejected and said that Trump was absolutely wrong on are now proving to be true, and it goes back to what you and I have held to, and that is the truth is a very powerful thing, and you can only hold it back for a certain amount of time. And by the grace of God, we see every day where truth is uncontainable and is starting to come out.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Wasn't it Moynihan that said you have the right to your own opinion, but not the right to your own facts?
Exactly.
And that's what we're starting to see. We saw it the other day, as you know, with all, remember all of the huge uproar when the president had that photo op outside that church, and it was claimed that he and his henchmen had cleared out that area, and only now are we discovering that that was not at all the case, that it wasn't the president's decision to clear that group out at Lafayette Square and all of that. I'm wondering why it took a year for that to come out. You would think you could have known that pretty quickly, but nonetheless, we're continuing to see that at the end of the day, the truth does out, and that's the good news, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Well, and for us who want to act in a responsible manner and who cherish the truth, we have to demand better from this legacy media and for those that are reporting the news. I mean, like you said, you know, you didn't have to do a deep dive. I mean, all you had to do was talk to a couple people and ask about what happened there at Lafayette Square, and you would have got the answer. But clearly what's been going on, and this is what furthered the idea of fake news and the said proprietors of fake news, was that they weren't being genuine. They weren't being honest about it. I mean, it's one thing to have an opinion, but it's something else altogether different when you report something as if it's fact and you know darn well it's not.
Well, that's what's happened. You and I are old enough, because we're getting older, old enough to remember a day when opinion was in the op-ed section. Mm-hmm. And the news reporting was supposed to be objective. Well, those lines are gone now. It's not really news. It's narrative.
Yes.
From one day to the other, the actual convinced perspective of so many in the media is that they have to save us from ourselves. I remember when the Washington Post came out with its slogan, democracy dies in darkness.
Exactly.
So with the election of Donald Trump, they became convinced that the country is going to die if they don't step in. And so they've got to frame every report in their narrative. They've got to not be objective at all. In fact, they've made it clear that they don't believe objective news reporting is in our best interest. So that day's gone. When Walter Cronkite was America's most trusted man, and he could say that's the way it is, and we believe that's the way it was. Now we have to understand that there's an absolute agenda behind every word you read or you hear in the mainstream media today.
Yeah, you know, if it was narrative, it's one thing, but it's become more dangerous than that. It's turned into propaganda because, you know, we live supposedly in a free country, but we're finding out every day that there are, you know, outside powers and agencies, unelected bureaucrats who are pulling the levers here and leading us to believe, you know, a lie in exchange for the truth.
Well, that's part of what we don't understand. Most people, less than 5% of Washington changes with an election. Mm-hmm. Something like 95% are career bureaucrats, as you're saying. And for decades now, there's been a worldview there, a postmodern worldview that says this truth is personal, individual, and subjective. You have no right to force your beliefs on me, and therefore tolerance is what matters, whether that's an LGBTQ tolerance or that's a tolerance relative to critical race theory or whatever it is. If you disagree with me, if you're not as woke as I am, then you're dangerous to society and your narrative must be called out, removed, and replaced. And that's been in place for a long time. We're starting to see this manifest in a variety of ways, but those that have been around the Beltway, those that have been inside politics for years would tell you, as you say, this propagandistic kind of narrative has been in place for a very long time, and it's not subject to elections. It's more foundational than that.
Yeah, and some of these, you know, modern, if you want to call them, I don't think they're quite institutions, but let's just say they're phases, this push of, by the woke society, because the foundation is faulty, we're starting to see it crumble. And that should be a real wake-up call, and people should woke up to that, that, you know, that this, in fact, proves that, you know, this is a false pretense, that it is not built on a solid foundation.
Absolutely true. We bought a house, 13 years ago now. We couldn't see the foundation. It's impossible for us as we buy the house to see it, but when a few years ago we began seeing cracks in the sheetrock, cracks in the ceiling, we could patch the cracks if we wanted to, but they would keep happening. At the end of the day, we had to go to the trouble to fix a foundation we couldn't see in order to repair the cracks that we could see. What you're describing is exactly where we are as a culture, and that's why people listening to this conversation need to be seeing the cracks and know it's not just about the cracks. Those are symptoms of a larger foundational issue that we've got to rise up and stand up against and speak biblical and cultural truth against.
It is fixable, isn't it, Jim?
It is. Truth wins. That's the good news.
Jim, we've got 20 seconds left. Remind everybody where they can go to be in touch with you at the Denison Forum.
Thanks so much. The website is denisonforum.org, denisonforum.org.
Dr. Jim Denison is with us, and I'll tell you, we've got a hot topic coming up to talk about. Should prostitution be legalized? Stay tuned. More after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey,
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are, as we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, the Bible's real clear in stating that a people without vision shall perish. Another rendition is shall cast off restraint. As our country and as people of faith especially have disengaged from moral anchorings, the chaos has run rampant. What we are experiencing right now didn't go without prediction. The Bible warned us that there will be a day when that which is evil will be called good, that which is good called evil. This is all a manifestation and a indication, clearly, of our disengagement from the moral anchorings that God has given to us, Jim Dennison. And the people are complaining and going, what is going on? We've got increase in crime, suicide, divorce rate. Every evil thing you can imagine is on full display and becoming acceptable in our society today.
And I'm so glad you made the point that so much of it is because we've disengaged from the society. And we've done that for a variety of reasons. A lot of evangelicals, in my experience, Bill, disengaged from politics when they had evangelicals elected into office. Right. Ronald Reagan back in the 80s, George W. Bush, and then Donald Trump was an evangelical supporter.
Okay, we have a disconnection here. So obviously some forces didn't want his point to be communicated here, but all this is coming to a head, and we've got to see the results of what has happened. Is that again understanding that politics is downstream of our culture, and so it's up to us to be a light unto a dark world and to influence that culture. Sorry, Jim, for the disconnect here. Go ahead and pick up where we left off.
Just glad it wasn't censorship.
No, exactly. Well, I said, you got those counter evil forces that do not want you to express the truth.
Exactly. And we have to be aware of that, don't we? Mm-hmm. Well, I've had good friends that have been elected to public service over the years. And one of the big complaints they have is that Christians get them elected and then pull away. Mm-hmm. They don't show up at city council meetings. They don't show up at school board meetings. They think they did their job simply by electing someone who supports evangelicals into office when that's categorically not the case. We need to be winning elections. We absolutely want people in office that reflect our values, but then we need to be in the process. We need to be engaged as well. Got to get the salt out of the salt shaker. Got to get the light out from the bushel basket. And because we haven't done that in so many ways in recent decades, we're seeing some of the results.
Exactly. Well, this is a contact sport. Democracy, life is such that you cannot be passive. Otherwise, you wake up one day and go, what happened? I thought we were a democracy, and now we're heading full-blown into socialism. We've got our young kids that have been indoctrinated thinking socialism is the practical answer to America's ills. I mean, God forbid that they would say, well, the answer is the very thing you turned your back on back in the mid-60s when you said that we should stop, showing the Ten Commandments in schoolhouses across the country. But no, let's pick up a new theory and let's indoctrinate the kids on critical race theory.
And we don't look at how it's worked in other places. It's the
exactly.
Dr. Phil question. How's that working for you? Go to Cuba. Go to North Korea. See the rights that you have or don't have in communist China and see how socialism has worked for them. Mm-hmm. Understand at the end of the day, you've climbed the ladder. You're kicking out from under you now. It's like Hamas that used free elections to get in power, and since then there have been no elections. They're using democracy to defeat democracy.
Exactly.
We've got to use democracy to stand up while we still can.
What's like Tim Scott says, why do you use racism to defeat racism? It doesn't make sense. But this is what we're doing. This is the upside down world we live in. I mean, to the point, as we teased going into the break, is here we are talking about prostitution being legalized, using secular truth to advance spiritual truth. It's upside down.
Absolutely. That's in Oregon right now. The House Judiciary Committee is considering a bill that would decriminalize what they're calling so-called sex work. ACLU supports the movement. When Vice President Kamala Harris was running for president in 2019, she voiced her support as well. I predict you're going to see this movement across the country. There was something recently I saw when Katie Thurston of The Bachelorette came out talking about sex positivity, and the article interviewed various therapists, and one of the therapists, Bill, I'm not making this up, said we should support and show reverence to sex workers who provide essential services. Reverence to sex workers who provide essential services. I am predicting that will be one of the new movements as we see it across the country.
Well, it's like the same old thing coming back. I mean, you know, every decade or so it comes in, this free love movement, and what it does. I mean, look what happened, you know, with Bill Clinton and, you know, during the impeachment hearings. It all depends what is, you know, what is the meaning of is, and how this ignited a sexual revolution among the young kids that has been tapped down. But when you go and you do a bit of a deep dive on it, the thing was amazing to me because there was one author, I can't remember the name of the book, who in detail had interviewed all these young kids. And these were kids in churches, Jim. And their idea of sex, the way it was interpreted, and it was all on the heels of what happened with Bill Clinton and what happened in the White House. These little ignition points, we think, hey, no big deal. Okay, prostitution, let's honor them, you know, like they're first responders and they're heroes or whatever, or essential, and we give a pass to it, and all of a sudden it has the good housekeeping seal of approval in much the same way as we've done with abortion. You know, the Supreme Court says it's okay. So then, you know, men and women in mass to the point of over 60 million babies have been aborted. And now we're realizing after the fact, oh, my God, what have we done?
Exactly. So you look at the statistics on this. Even in prostitution, 70 to 95% of prostitutes have been assaulted. Mm-hmm. 60 to 75% have been raped. You're thinking about the transgender movement. Well, 75 to 90% of young people that have gender dysphoria, if left alone, settle into the sex with which they were born, into which they were born. But people don't want to consider that. They don't want to know that the youth suicide rate is the highest it's been since the government began collecting data in 1960, that the sexual revolution at that, in 1962, 8% of children were born out of wedlock. It's 40% today. There's an escalation of pornography. It's now known that half of all divorces involve one party using pornography. Mm. When you keep asking, how's that working for you?
At exactly.
The end of the day, we don't break God's law. We break ourselves on God's law.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is what is it going to take, Jim? I mean, you say, well, how's that working for you? Or show me somewhere else where that is working. And the devastation will take place. I mean, here it is. We're starting to talk more and more about human trafficking. What is this going to do with that whole industry of human trafficking?
It's going to explode. It already is. In fact, there's a very clear connection between prostitution and sex trafficking. One of the arguments is that if you legalize prostitution, sex trafficking will go down. Even the State Department of the U.S. says the opposite is the case. In every nation where prostitution's been legalized, sex trafficking went up as well. Citizens need to know that.
Yeah. How crazy are we, Jim? I mean, how crazy has it become that, you know, here we've just gone through 15, 16 months of, you know, oh, the importance of, you know, getting the facts and figures and listening to the scientists. And here we are in this case in point, as you show, that we're ignoring the data, ignoring the facts, and we're going headlong into this. And somehow it's just an acceptable phase of our culture, you know, to fall off the roof and once again challenge if gravity still works.
Absolutely true. The man I wrote my doctoral dissertation on said the man that falls out of the 10-story window doesn't break the law of gravity. He illustrates it.
Yes.
At the end of the day, we can keep saying these laws don't exist, but they are the immutable laws by which God created the world. Mm-hmm. It's how he made us. It's how he made the world in which we live. And when we keep breaking them, at the end of the day, we're breaking ourselves. The good news is that, as we said earlier, the truth wins. And if we'll speak the truth in love, if we'll keep demonstrating God's truth with compassion and grace that says, look, I'm just as broken as you are, but I have grace that I want to share with you, God will use us to make a difference. The darker the room, the more powerful the light.
We have to get in line with God's integrity and God's character, Jim. This is the problem that we have right now. We have everybody thinks that they can operate in somebody else's lane. It's not their lane. I mean, God's real clear in terms of, you know, what our destiny is, what we've been designed to do, what we would be most effective at doing to where we would bless one another, bless God. You know, that's what we want for all of God's creation. But until then, as we continue to challenge the immutable facts, the God-given, you know, grace and mercy that he's extended to us, we're going to continue to pay a frightful price. We've got about 5 seconds left, Jim.
If you want to get along with God, see off his throne.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New Israeli airstrikes in Gaza were launched after incendiary balloons were launched from Palestinian territory and exploded over Israel. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries.
The Senate on Tuesday confirmed antitrust expert Lina Khan as commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. The 69-28 vote greenlit Khan, known for her work how to apply antitrust laws to the big tech industry. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Check out our website, BillMartinezShow.com. We got all the information. You can be up to date as to our guest, what we're going to be talking about. Comes out, it's posted every day in advance of the show. It's there also as part of the record. So if you want to remember, okay, what did Bill talk with Dr. Jim Dennison about, or Jason Mack and A Father's Legacy, all right there, including your access to these interviews that you can download, because we're givers. It's absolutely free from us to you. Well, Vice President Kamala Harris, in speaking about her recent trip to Central America and Mexico, she said it unequivocally, it was a success. She saw it as a success. People continue to ask, well, here you are. You're supposed to be in charge of the border. When are you going to go and check it out? I mean, we're talking, I don't know, what, over 70, 80 days now since she was assigned that position? And all we get is crickets. And, and of course, maybe for political reasons, she doesn't want to be there. But Chris Chmielewski is with us right now. He's the number USA Director of Policy and Activism. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so how can the vice president declare this trip as being successful? What is the data to give us that understanding? Because the way we see it, I mean, what are we missing here? What's not connected?
Yeah, but well, I don't think you're missing or we're missing anything. I think it's just spin on the part of the vice president. Even the very, very supportive mainstream news media has been somewhat critical of her trip to Central America and said that it it wasn't very productive. When you go into a country like Guatemala and the Guatemalan president basically calls you out on what you're saying by sending mixed messages, then I don't see how you can say that that trip went very well. And you know, the true measure of whether – so what did VP Harris do? She went down to Guatemala and she told people, stop coming here. The true measurement of that is going to be in the apprehension numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the apprehension numbers are still flat, and every indication that we have is that they're going to continue to be flat or even increase. That's not a success. That's a failure.
Well, did she convince you? I mean, to me, she talks about, not being disingenuous and, you know, just for photo op purpose and everything. But that statement and the way they manufactured that clip for her to make that statement, you talk about disingenuous. There was no passion. There was no, you know, convincing in that statement about not coming to the United States. It was almost like, okay, don't forget, when Kamala's there, we want to get this. We need to get this soundbite because this is going to be our CYA 8-second soundbite that we can throw out against the Republicans when they say that we invited Central Americans to our southern border.
Right. Yeah. And you're right. It was a soundbite. It was a photo op. It was a media opportunity. It was a soundbite. That's all it was. There was no passion behind it. There was not even, I don't even know how much she wanted to even say that.
Exactly.
She made it pretty clear when she was running for the Democratic nomination for president that she wanted us to be more welcoming of people from Central America, not run down there and tell them not to come here.
Yeah, come here. We're going to pay for your education. We're going to cover your health care. Don't worry. We've got you covered. But her visit there was so ridiculous in Guatemala. I mean, because here she's coming supposedly with an open checkbook to offer money, to throw money to them at the problem. But to show you, you tell me what corrupt government is not going to accept money. But they were just so insulted. You know, that they didn't want her money. You know, it's like, we're not even know why you're here. You know, here, have a churro, a tamale, and, you know, we'll see you later. Ciao.
Or to go down there and blame their government for,
exactly,
for allowing these folks to leave their country and come to the United States. And again, the Guatemalan president made a good point. He said, hey, listen, when Trump was in charge, this wasn't happening. People weren't leaving here to go there. So obviously, not necessarily the words that you say, but the actions are inviting people to go up there. And the human traffickers and the drug cartels who are smuggling these folks from Central America up to the U.S.-Mexico border are hearing a completely different message because they're seeing how Border Patrol is reacting, how they're ordered by this administration to react to folks crossing the border.
Exactly.
Legally.
Well, the cartels are loving this. The coyotes are loving this. I mean, this is a windfall profit for them. The amount of money they're making.
They stopped smuggling drugs because they're making more money smuggling people across the U.S.
Exactly. And because the thing is, see, drugs, one-time use. People, boy, they especially with human trafficking and sex trafficking and that, they've got 5 years worth of usage out of, these young women that they've been able to, get across the border. The other thing that's greatly ignored is the people that are coming from Europe. I mean, they see this as an open sieve, and here we are. I mean, where's our national security? We, 9/11 wasn't that long ago, and here we are. And not to mention the fact, that's right, we're still dealing with that COVID thing, right? So let's not even COVID test these people. Let's just bring them in. We're just send them into the interior like human contagion missiles to infect the inner part of our country. I mean, this is ludicrous.
Yeah, it is, and. You know, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, who's really not done much of anything in response to the border crisis. He oversees immigration, but at the same point in time, he oversees Homeland Security. He's somebody that should be with our military guarding the homeland. I mean, that's literally the definition of his title, of his job title, and yet. We've got people coming in from a rumored 150 different countries coming in. We don't know where these people are coming from or why they're coming in. And we're not doing background checks on all of them because we don't have the time and resources when our Border Patrol officers are overwhelmed by the surge. And he just, you know, again, he's not doing anything to prevent people from coming. They can expel people, and they have been expelling people when they cross the border, but they're still going to come. You
without a doubt
to change the policies to mm-hmm. stop them from coming.
And how many young kids? How many young kids are dying en route? How many of these young kids,
right.
their lives are at the feet of this Biden-Harris administration? You know, supposedly they care about the kids, and they were up in arms in AOC. You know, don't cry for me, Argentina, at the border, at the fence there, and you know that Donald Trump supposedly had constructed, and then she found out, oh no, that was part of the Obama regime. So,
right.
This is, you know, they're really not serious about handling this problem. And, you know, whether it has to do with energy independence or, you know, the border, you know, anything that Trump's name had an attachment to had to be canceled at great expense. In this case, with immigration, we're talking these immigrants, you know, people dying, how they're being abused and used. I mean, you know, again, I remind people, you know, being a Hispanic, Chris, that and understanding the family dynamic, you know, the hearts that must be breaking of the fathers who have to give, you know, birth control pills to their young daughters and saying, hey, look, you're going to start out on a 2,500-mile hike to get to America. It's going to be great once you get there. But before you get there, you're going to be abused. So you need to take these birth control pills so you don't
right.
end up pregnant at the border. You know, kind of, what? I mean, you're telling your 10-year-old daughter this? I mean, this is absurd.
It really is. And it's, you know, it's... What we saw in 2019 during the border surge, first of all, comparing this to the 2019 border surge, it's apples and oranges. For the last three straight months, Border Patrol has apprehended 170,000 people at the border. In 2019, they only apprehended more than 100,000 people in 1 month, and it was only 130,000. All the other months, it was under 100,000. So this is much more serious than what happened in 2019. But the media was all over it in 2019, and that's what not only caused the Trump administration to take action, but it riled up the other side too, and moderates and folks on the left started to really take notice and discuss whether or not this was good policy or not. And
exactly.
And you even found that some of Trump's policies were popular, but when the news media is largely ignoring what's happening down there despite the apprehension
right.
numbers, you know, the administration can pretty much just not do anything.
Exactly. Well, not only ignoring, but purposely reporting in a negative perspective, without a doubt. Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris.
Have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112. 12.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yep, the roses. And
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Real treat for you. You know, we've been talking about the girl who believes in miracles. Well, I'll tell you, there's lots of miracles about this movie. The fact that you've got a first-time producer, movie maker. He's 98 years young, and he joins us now to tell us all about it. Lawrence Jaffe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, I mean, 98 years old, let's just get into the movie business now all of a sudden, right?
Started a new career in my 90s. You're never too old. No one succeeds. That's my message to my fellow AIDS population.
Yeah, exactly. You're quite the encouragement to everybody your age that says, look, it's not over till it's over, right?
Exactly.
And what a way, though, I mean, at 98 to come up with this movie. Lawrence, what inspired you with this story?
Well, actually, I got involved with an individual who is a screenwriter in the movie business. And he's my partner. And it was he who was inspired to write the basic movie that the girl who believes in miracles is based on. Mm-hmm. His granddaughter had a very serious heart disease. Doctors predicted that she only had a few months to live. Family prayed and prayed, and miraculously, this young lady recovered without any medical help.
Wow.
And my partner promised God, since he was a writer, that if she lived, he would write a story about it. And so he wrote a story. It initially was called The Mustard Seed. Mm. And it was about this miracle that this young lady brings about.
Of course, the mustard seed in reference to the New Testament, if we had the faith
the size of a mustard seed, we would be amazed at the things that God could do.
Exactly. And actually, even though the title was changed to The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, there is a scene where the pastor tells the story of the mustard seed, and that inspires our young lady to see miracles, and she goes about bringing back the life of a dead bird that starts this whole thing. So we never lose sight of the mustard seed and Jesus' wonderful message.
Well, it reminds us, Lawrence, that God is in the miracle business, and miracles still happen. They abound. I mean, and for this little community, of course, it caused quite an uproar, as it did in Jesus' time. People heard about these miracles being conducted, you know, by this would-be prophet. And next thing you know, a throng of people were attracted to him. And as a result of being attracted to him, he drew them to God. And this is what this little girl did as well.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. But our movie does deliver a very important message, and empathy sums it all up. If you help others, you help yourself, you help the world, and you make your life rich by helping others.
Well, obviously, at 98 and being involved with the story, I mean, you didn't go into this in a gentle sort of way. You threw yourself into the deep end of the pool as an executive producer, as a producer. And though you're not taking any writing credits, it seems, I understand you maybe had a little finger or two into some of the writing.
No, I was not involved in the writing. Mm-hmm. I put the pieces together that made this movie possible, raised the money, and hired the right people, and helped market it. But I'm not an on-site producer as such.
Yeah.
But I've learned a lot about the movie business, having started a new career in my 90s, and my message to all older people, and let me tell you, people are getting older. There are lots of 90-year-olds.
Yes.
Never give up. Mm. You can always start something new and be successful.
Well, as you were putting this team together, Lawrence, how did you know who to get? I mean, you've got this incredible cast that you've put together, including Kevin Sorbo, who we had talked about the movie, you know, a couple of months back. It's quite a lineup that you've been able to assemble.
Well, one of the wonderful things that happened was I was put in touch with Rich Correll, who was one of the leading directors in the business. And Rich has a reputation for bringing out the best in actors. Mm. And he attracted Mara Sorvino, Peter Coyote, and Kevin Sorbo to this movie. All actors have big egos, and boy, they like to show the most that they can do on the screen. And when they have a director who enables them to do it, they love it.
Exactly.
And they came aboard because of Rich Correll. I have to give Rich credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt. I mean, the other thing that happens when you start putting this together, as you know, and you saw it firsthand, it's about chemistry. And the chemistry between the artists and the actors was just sensational. I mean, and this adds to the specialness of the movie. Obviously, everyone that participated in this believed in the premise of the movie about miracles.
Yes. Yes, the acting was superb.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And Bill, have you seen the movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've seen it more than once. I got to tell you, Lawrence.
Really?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Very touched.
You know how wonderful that little girl acted.
I was just going to say, boy, I'll tell you, she, as they would say in the business, she stole more than one scene. I mean, she really swallows up the scenery, doesn't she?
Well, yeah. Well, don't forget, she's the lead. Don't forget.
Yes.
And you know what? When a young person like that acts so beautifully, you've got to give credit to the director. You know, he really brought her along.
Mm-hmm.
I can't emphasize too much how important Rich Corell was to the success of this movie.
Yeah. No, this is a great storyline. You know, for you, Lawrence, at 98, and you ride this project out, and you complete it. It is it's just a great, great movie. You've done an outstanding job. What's the takeaway for you personally, having accomplished this?
Well, my takeaway is a message I wanted to deliver to all older Americans, that they should never give up. They can always start something new and be successful, no matter how old they are. Chronology is a number.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude is what we are about. If you have a young attitude, you can do a lot of things. And I encourage older people to keep on going and doing important things. Now, the reason this movie is important is the message it delivers. You know, those of us who have empathy, who recognize how important it is to help others have rich lives, and I'm not just talking monetarily, I'm talking about lives with in depth and with, that's meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
If you help others, you're going to be happy. I believe that givers have as much joy in giving as receivers get in receiving. That's the message this movie delivers, and I hope many, many more people see the movie and get that message.
Yeah, very well said, Lawrence. You know, we've often heard that it's better to give than receive, but I agree with you that even – you know, in the receiving, that completes the circle, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, a giver must have a receiver, because if you're just giving and nobody's there to receive it and appreciate it, right? I mean, you're 98. I'm sure you've got a lot of stories to tell about that.
That's a very good point. You know, you get so much joy seeing what giving does to the receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what? You see that throughout this movie. That's the message this movie delivers. You know, I feel a movie is important not only because it's something you enjoy, but it's something that stays with you, that leaves a message with you. And our movie does that. Empathy is so important in a person's life. Person's life becomes meaningful if they help others.
Exactly.
Before.
Well, Lawrence, what do you say if people, you know, say to you, go, wait a minute, you're Jewish, you're 98, and you're doing a Christian movie?
Well, don't forget, Christianity grew out of Judaism. You know, Jesus was a Jew originally. If you will pardon the pun, but I tell my fellow Jews that Jesus is our most successful Jew.
Amen. I love that.
And I love the message and messages that Jesus delivers, and much of it is shared by us in the Jewish community. You know, there was a wonderful scene in the movie, and I'd like to go over that with you because it was not an easy scene to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
This scene delivers Jesus' wonderful message to turn the other cheek.
Just like that. Lawrence Jaffe, you're awesome. 98 years young. You're an inspiration to young and old. And God bless you for this movie.
God bless you, Will.
All right. You take care.
You too. Pleasure meeting you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you